Charles Spurgeon told of an event that took place in ancient Rome. A severe famine had struck the northern African colonies, so Emperor Nero sent ships to the stricken area. When the starving people saw the ships arriving, they shouted with joy. But Spurgeon recounted the tragic end of the story. When the ships sailed into the port, the North Africans discovered they were full of sawdust to lay on the floor of the circuses Rome was exporting to the colonies. The people yearned for sustenance. They received sawdust. Unlike what was exported from Rome, I'm happy to say that in the book of Colossians, we're about to find the arrival of something that will fill our hearts and souls. That's Jesus. The book of Colossians is a vessel bringing Christ back to his rightful and proper place. And it's a book that fights religions that want to export sawdust and a circus. The Apostle Paul said to be very careful of people wanting to distract you from the main attraction. Consider the apostle's warning as he says these words. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in him, so you can see and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. So don't put up with anyone pressuring you in details of diet, worship, services, or holy days. All those things are mere shadows cast before what is to come. The substance is Christ. Don't tolerate people who try to run your life, ordering you how to bow and scrape, insisting that you join their obsession with angels and that you seek out visions. They're a lot of hot air, and that's all they are. They're completely out of touch with the source of Christ, who puts together in one piece, whose breath and blood flows through us. That's Colossians 2, 8 through 19 out of the Message. When you have a lot of people, you have a lot of opinions. And you can have a lot of opinions, but not a lot of truth. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but not everyone is entitled to their own truth. There is a difference between truth and opinion. The problem comes when you think your opinion is the truth. We have to define what is opinion and what is truth. We must hold on to truth for dear life and hold on to personal opinion very lightly. Truth is that which is true for all times, all people, and all places. It can't be American truth. It can't be Democrat or Republican truth. Truth is truth. Opinions are for our personal world and always have an expiration date. Opinions don't last forever, but truth doesn't expire. Truth has no expiration date. Author and pastor Charles Caleb Colton once said, "The greatest friend of truth is time. Her greatest enemy is prejudice, and her constant companion is humility." What is catastrophic is when we think our opinion is truth and we are unwilling to listen to those who see it differently. The Apostle Paul is telling the church to grasp onto truth and not opinion. Colossians is a fighting book, and Paul is telling us to fight against syncretism. Syncretism is when we combine Christianity with so-called cool stuff from other religions. In Colossians, Paul was fighting against this because the believers were trying to get two things synced with Christianity: ceremonies and philosophy, or more specifically, Jewish ritualism and Eastern mysticism. This is not just a first century issue and a problem. It is also a 21st century problem. We see people trying to import sawdust into Christianity. Whenever we need Jesus plus something else, it's sawdust. If we need Jesus plus a special book or to be part of a certain group of people or to wear a certain outfit, it's a boat of sawdust for the circus. Tullian Chavidian wrote a book that's title says it all. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Paul is fighting for the second part of the equation. Paul is telling us to stop inserting something where nothing belongs. If we do, it's religion and religious, but it's not Jesus.